person is habituated in the tovus that Hashem gives him, he's born with everything. By the time his head matures to the point we can start appreciating them, they're already part of his tevi. He doesn't even realize there's anything. There's nothing new about them. He's been seeing since he can remember. So he doesn't think, wow, I can see, that's unbelievable. Because there's murgal to it. That was the second thing. And the third thing was the bad things that happened. The things that are, like we said, the so-called bad things that happen to good people, you know. Those were the three things. So, all right, we have all the things that stop a person from getting in touch with Emunas Hashem. Then there are the three things we mentioned here. And then, there's a thing called gaiva, which what flows from is the fact that a person thinks that he deserves all the tovus that Hashem is doing for him. But after tovus, no fluffos. He even deserves more than what he's getting. He doesn't meditate on the good that Hashem is doing for him. And therefore he doesn't obligate himself. Therefore he doesn't obligate himself to praise and thank Hashem. Despicable to Hashem is all the haughty, the prideful hearts, whatever. So okay, we have to do some cheshbonos here. First of all, we want to know what's preventing me from getting in touch with Shara Yichud. So the three things he mentioned above, we already saw. Redif after Vesaylam, Hergel, and the bad things. Fine. So that we have to deal with. What are the things that prevent a person from getting in touch with Emunas Hashem? He brings in Shara Yichud. So, Baruch Hashem, someone's done the work for us. So, at the bottom of the page here, Episcalev, he mentions this. So he says, Kol advarim amonim adam es Emunas Hayochid v'hayim. Suras Hashituf. Hashaynes, tomorrow we're going to the Sof Shara Yichud. All the different shittufs, the partnerships that Hashem, that the Chovas HaLavov mentions in Shara Yichud, Dahaynu. Shemeshatef al Avoides HaBoyre gam Avodah Zorah. A person includes into his Avoides HaBoyre a bit of Avodah Zorah as well. Sounds primitive to us, but you'll see we all have this problem. All the tzeva shamayim, all the psilim, ukiyotzebim. Or he attributes powers to the heavens, like the Rambam says. Or he attributes powers to his psalim or to other koichuses. Or shemishtatef lavoyde saboyre kavana psula. Or he's mishtatef in the way he serves Hashem other kavanas, which are possible. Kagon limtzochein b'ainei b'nei adam. He's doing the mitzvahs and he's being very frum because he wants to get a good name. He wants people to think nicely about him. He's doing it because he wants to get schar. All it gaut. He's doing it because he's got gaiva. All a kanter. He's doing it for a machleikus reason. The kedoyme means mishtatef in. He's doing avoidus Hashem of things which make it possible. The wrong machshavas. Or shemeshtatev al avoyde saboyre gam avoyde le taivosoy v'gufonius. He includes in his avoyde Hashem his own physical taivas. V'akosav oyme lo yeh b'cho elzar. You shouldn't b'cha in you have a strange god. V'amru chazal ezu elzar sheyesh b'guf hashalam avoyme zeh yaitzohara. A false god is called our Yetzer. It means whenever you're doing what your Yetzer wants, that's a form of Avodah Zarah. That's a form of Losa Surah Acharei Elokim Acharim. That's the constant battle that we're all fully aware of. If you're not aware of it, you should see somebody about it very quickly. If you don't know that you have a battle with your Yetzer, then you're really in trouble. But that's the things that prevents a person getting in touch with the Emunas Hashem properly. And obviously you can see there's a lot of work to do here. To do all this L'Shem Shemaim and not to do it for a schai, not to do it because you've got some tithers or whatever. Those are high levels. Yosef Adam Kaze Mashi Mafchin Bakol Bre Maila Umata is Eitzim Chokhmas Hashem Yecholta Vetuvay. Ima Mishtatav Lois Aboris Barach Oid Avoida Ukavona Zorah Rachman Islam. So, what's going to help a person is if he's busy doing Bechina and he's busy looking how wonderful and how much Chokhmah there is in the Bria or whatever, and together with that, he's attributing it also to other things.
it's too far removed. The Shas of Sira, there's no way somebody's thinking about it.
Many examples in Allah's where you do this. It's a particular challenge in the world of Ishtadlis and Betochen. We have that challenge all the time. Where you're making Ishtadlis and you think your Ishtadlis is doing something. Or the doctor thinks he did something. I found one solution to that problem, by the way. The problem of Ishtadlis and Betochen is you have to daven to Hashem to open your eyes. To daven to Hashem to help you to understand how that works. Because Mod Kashem. Theoretically, it's not so hard. In the world of prayer, it's very easy. I've got to make Ishtadlis because that's what Hashem wants, for whatever reasons he brings there. And my Ishtadlis is not doing anything. And whatever's going to happen, is going to happen. I can say those words, it's easy. But Lamaisa, when you're sitting in the store, in the business, and you have to make business decisions, and you see that you did something and the money came in, and you didn't do something, the money didn't come in. And Lo pashut. Voidek Hashem Ha'od. Okay, so all the things you mentioned in Shara Yichud, relating to the Shituf and including in our Voidus Hashem, all these other things, going to prevent a person from being Boichen as well. Because how can you be Boichen with the Chochmah of the Boire when you're seeing all other little tooth fairies flying around there as well? You're not going to see the Chochmah Boire. You're going to be prevented from seeing the Chochmah Boire because you're going to attribute it to other things. Look, those famous Japanese scientists that came to the conclusion that the world is too complex to have created itself. It can't be. It must have been created by something else. So what's the natural conclusion from that? There were aliens that came and created the world. They're boichin in the Bria. They see a Kodesh Baruch who's staring him in the face. And what do they say? There must have been aliens that came from another planet and played this place. Ah, so how did the aliens get there? Oh, don't ask questions. I'm saying that's exactly what he's talking about. It's not a class. It sounds silly, but if you think about it and you look at it carefully, we do it a lot. Okay. So those are the things that prevent us from Bechina. We're too busy, first of all, running after the Hevel of this Olam. We don't have time to stop and think. The Hergel, which we discussed at length, the difference between a person who was freed from prison or the boy that was picked up as a baby and given the Chesed. The baby's just used to it. He's always lived in this rich man's house and got whatever he wanted, whereas the guy that got freed out of prison by the rich man, he gets all the tovas when he's got an advanced intellect, he can recognize the tova. Whereas we're just fed into this world with everything just going for us. You start getting a bit older, you start appreciating it when it stops working so well, you know, when the body doesn't do what it's supposed to do, and then you start suddenly realizing, oh, you know. But as long as everything's working fine, kashe to...
We know that it's stolen from his house, but we don't know whether that seed was Shia.
The secret, is the Gemara, which we brought many times. I think I even spoke about it in the Grohl one night. And how popular was that? Just before the Grohl dinner, I don't know if anyone remembers. I basically said anyone who doesn't go to the Grohl dinner is a Rosha. I didn't say that, Gemara said that. I didn't say anything, but anyway. I didn't realize that that's how people were going to take it. But anyway, whatever. The Gemara of Orech Toiv Orech Ra. Everyone knows the Sugya? Everybody knows the Sugya? Orech Toiv Orech Ra? That's really the secret to success in this world, is that Gemara. Let's look at it inside again. Anybody mind?
No, not much.
No, if someone hasn't seen it, come on.
No. It's because I left something in my head. I never remember where I got it. Or who said it. That's long gone.
Brochus. Brochus Daf Nun Ches, I think. We'll find it now. There's a deep principle in this Gemara that can change your life.
Amen.
Who are your Omer? He used to say, maybe the who is whatever, one of the Morim used to say, Areach Toiv, Mahu oime. What does a good oreach, a visitor, what does an oreach toiv say? Kamatiach historach balabais bishvili. Wow, how much trouble the balabais went to because of me. Kamabosa hevi lefona. Kamayayin hevi lefona. How much meat and wine did he put in front of me? Kamagluskois hevi lefona. How many delicacies, pastries or whatever did he put in front of me? The kolmash torach and all that which he toiled, lo torach ele bishvili. He did it all for me. Sounds like an oreach toiv, yeah, wow, look what he did for me, thank you so much. Everything he gave me, food and meat and wine and desserts, and he did it all for me. The guy wasn't planning on getting out of bed this morning, he did it all for me. Aval oreach ra mahoi, man. What does a bad, evil visitor say? Ma torach balabais, hazeh? Well, what did he do? Pas achas achalti, paticha achas achalti. He gave me a bit of bread, he gave me one piece of meat. Kais echad shatiti, I had a little bit of wine. Kol torach shatorach balabai zeh, lo torach eleh bishvil ishto, ubonov. And everything he didn't do for me anyway. He was doing it for himself. I just happened to pop in, so I had a bit of the leftovers. What did he do for me? So, on the surface, it seems quite posh. What's the Gemara teaching me? You need to teach me that the first guy is an oreach toiv and the bad guy is the second guy is a bad guy. I mean, it's double portion. What's been taught here? What am I supposed to learn from this? See, there's a problem here. There's a question here. The question is the following. What actually happened here? What was the metzias? These guys were at the same suda. If there were different sudas, with the one suda the guy did what the oreach toiv said he did, and at the other suda the oreach ra, the guy did what he did, he's not an oreach toiv and an oreach ra. He's just telling what happened. They must have been at the same Suda. Otherwise, what are you comparing, right? It's that poshut. Yeah? So who's lying here? Someone's lying. Someone's lying here. That's the problem. If really what happened is what the Ra saw happening, so then he's just telling you what he saw. And at the same Suda, the Rach told that Suda and he's telling you what happened, he's insane. That's not what happened. Just to put it into our language a little bit, example, Rebecca, the following example. Let's say a person has to be in Shari Tzedek Erev Shabbos. The person's got a sick child or whatever, his wife's about to have a baby, so they rush up to Shari Tzedek Erev Shabbos, and whatever they do, they run, he's been schmatzing and whatever, doing what he has to do. Anyway, Shabbos comes in and everything's calm and quiet, whatever, everybody's well again, everything. Thing. He says, oh, go across the road, there's a little stibble there, go daven, front row, go daven to the menu. Goes there, bumps into an old friend of his. Friend says to him, what are you doing? He tells him, it's the hospital, but the guy says, we're eating, so I don't know. He says, well, can you go to the hospital? You come eat from me, maybe? He says, sure, I'd love to, why not, whatever. So it takes him home after dinner, he goes to eat. Now, the wife didn't know they were coming. And even if she did, she wasn't going to cook at Shabbos already, right? So she wasn't cooking for him. Okay? That's what happened here. And they sit down and eat the suda. And after the suda, if he's an oreach toiv, what does he say? Kamatiachas barabayas bishvili. How much meat and chicken and food and cholent, whatever it was that he gave me. And he did it all for me. He's not an oreach toiv, he's insane. The guy's nuts. The Reich Ra will tell you, you didn't see they had leftovers. I mean, they didn't know it wasn't coming, so they didn't do it for me. No one was put out there because of me. They didn't go shopping for me, they didn't cook for me. They didn't even put an extra piece of chicken in the cholent for me because they didn't know it was coming.
Maybe they ate less. They shared their food.
There was plenty leftovers. He noticed in the kitchen afterwards, there was plenty leftovers. So he didn't take away from anybody. It's a wealthy guy. Makarev, the whole Gemara to understand what's going on here. Yeah? So the vort here is, there's a profound vort this. When a person comes into this world, or he's been here for a while, he has to decide for himself how he wants to feel and how he wants to look at reality, and then use what happens as a resource for achieving those feelings. If a guy decides he wants to feel close to Hashem and he wants to see the chesed of Hashem in everything that he does, there are plenty of opportunities. Ask of Talbot about where was Hashem in the Holocaust. They tell you, where wasn't he? Every step we took, I saw Hashem. In the Holocaust, you know, Reich Toiv? Yeah, I want to get close to Hashem. I understand that that's important. See, that everything that happens to me is an opportunity to get close to Hashem. I'm mitchayev myself. That's what he says here. He's mechayevitz atzmei l'shabayach ha'lesed boirev. I'm mechayevit myself to have a chorus of toiv wherever I go. I want to have a chorus of toiv. So the smallest thing that happens, I'm going to see in the light of a chorus of toiv. what tikkun did they do for you? You didn't notice that he went to the kitchen and he brought me the food first? He understood that I was hungry, I've been in the hospital, whatever, so before he gave all the kids food, he bypassed the kids and he came to me first? No big deal, he took four extra steps. Yeah, for me that's a big deal, because I want to be a person who has a parasataif. So the smallest thing that someone does for me, I'll use that as an opportunity, it's a resource. I'm using it for me, I'm almost selfish. The Reich Ra, he hasn't behaved himself. So if somebody does me a real big favor, I'll say thank you, because you've got to be a mensch. But I'm not out there looking and being boichin for opportunities to feel what I want to feel. That's what this Gemara is teaching. There's more here, but just for our purposes. And that's the beginning and the end of our whole lives. Shara Bechina tells you, you can walk down the street and not notice anything. Not notice anything. You won't be happy, you won't be depressed, you'll just be you. Or you can say, one second, I want to feel close to Hashem. I want to walk around seeing Hashem all the time. Yeah? Now you have plenty of opportunities if you want to. The smallest seed, the smallest flower, the littlest things in the world now attract your attention. Wow, look at that, look what Hashem's doing. I have a bit of a Yetzirah for politics. What can I do? I have a Yetzirah for politics. I majored in politics. I became a lawyer because I wanted to be a politician until I realized. You can be just as big a liar being a lawyer and make more money than being a politician. So I'll end up doing neither of them. Anyway, the problem now is that I have a Yetzirah for politics. Politics also is number two, see Hashem in the world. You see what's going on in the world? You see what people are doing or whatever? You can see it the way people read the Megillah, you know, social, economic forces and political structure, whatever. But you see the Yad Hashem. What do you want to do? How do you want to feel? You choose how you want to feel, and then the world becomes a resource for that. It's a completely different existence when you look like it. Completely different. And mainly that's what he's talking about here as well.
Says the only way to see how we have to see, it's to learn Torah. That means it's how do you see? It's
there are plenty of people learn Torah and don't see Hashem. They haven't decided that Torah is a resource to achieve Hashem. Now in Torah you're lucky, because if you learn enough Torah, Mamela, things are going to sink in. But are you using Torah as a resource to come to Avos Hashem, like the Rambam says and the Chinuch says? Or are you learning Torah because you want people to think you're a big Talmid Chacham? That's Shituf. That's what he says in Shituf. Whatever you're doing, you can use the Torah as a spade to dig also, it says. Oh, so once again, it's got to start with your Bechira, who do I want to be? Now Torah will be a resource to achieve what you want to be. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I think it says, brings it in juggling the king. It says the citizens of Mechuzah was a city in Babel, are destined for Gehenna. Why? Mechuzah was a big business center. It was also a center of enormous Talmidei Chachamim. So why were the citizens going to go to Gehenna? Because the businessmen valued the Talmidei Chachamim in their businesses. You've got a Talmid Chacham in your business, you have an advantage over the guy who doesn't have a Talmid Chacham. These guys know how to think, they know the halachas, today like as well, it's in the high-tech industry. Guys that have been in yeshiva for 30 years are very sought after in the high-tech industry. Because they've got creative minds. So the people used to learn Torah in order to get good jobs. They wanted to be Talmidei Chachamim, they wanted to be known as Talmidei Chachamim, because they wanted to get good jobs. There were better positions available in Mechuzah. Vilna Gaon says this. As it says, the citizens of Mechuzah are destined for Gehenna. You decided you want to be a big businessman. How do you go about doing that? Learn Torah. Don't try that today, by the way. Not a way to become a businessman is to learn Torah. No one respects Torah today. But you decided that's what you want to be. You want to work for Uber, right? So now you learn Torah. So Torah is a resource to do what? To get a good job. Or you want to decide you want to get close to Hashem and you want to know the rots in Hashem. So Torah now becomes two guys sitting and learning. They can be learning the chavrusa together. And the one guy's Yeri Gehenim and the other guy's Gan Eden waiting for him. Why? Because of the Bechira he made, what does he want from the Torah?
What is the starting point?
What's the starting point? Now that's not saying learn Lishmo, because if you're going to learn Lishmo, you'll never learn. But Rambam says, we touch Lo Lishmo, Bo Lishmo. Find some Lo Lishmo and start, what's not? But where do you want to get to? I want to get to Avos Hashem.
It's Ratzon.
I want to get to Avos Hashem. I made the Bechira decision, my goal is to get to Avos Hashem. Now I find a good Lo Lishmo and I start learning, because there's another way to do it. And Malasol. If I could do it Lishmo straight away, I would. But I can't. Rambam says, La'ilam. But it's got to start with me making a decision. And if you don't make that decision, you can go through life just waiting for life to happen to you. Then you're an orech ra, tov, doesn't matter. You're not anything. You're not an orech even. That's obviously at a deeper level, talking about an orech tov and orech ra, means we're orechim in this world. And the balabais is Hashem. That's what the Gemara is referring to at a deeper level, obviously. There's an orech tov in this world who just thanks Hashem for everything, and everything is from Hashem, and he's grateful and he's happy. And there's another guy who's walking around kvetching the whole time. He doesn't like the weather, he doesn't like this, he doesn't like that, the fruit, it's always kvetching. You know people like that, they're always kvetching about something. He's decided he wants to be a kvetch, go kvetch. Plenty of opportunities if you want to kvetch. And Hashem's got a whole bag of tricks to keep you kvetching. When I arrived in London a few weeks ago, so my bag didn't arrive with me. It happens sometimes, the airlines have a way of doing that. That you and your bag are not always on the same flight. So you arrive in London, your bag's not there. So anyway, Phyllis. So I went to Marks and Spencer's to go buy some clothes. I needed some basic, you know, to get through 4 days in a heat wave. You need some clothes. So I went to buy some clothes. So I tell the woman, I need a proper receipt because I want to claim it back from the airline because I lost my bag. She says, oi, that must be the worst thing that could happen to a person. I said, lady, I'll give you a list. Okay. Of a lot of worse things that could happen to a person, then his bag just didn't arrive. You know, like, you know, are you serious? I was in London. You're not supposed to give people musa in London. I thought the shiks are behind the counter, Marks and Spencer or whatever. But anyway, she like looked at me like her jaw dropped. You know, like, that's the worst thing could happen to a person. The bag got lost. Here you go. You know, or you can kvetch and moan and groan and sue the airline. And I once flew back from Toronto. I flew from New York to Toronto to Eretz Israel, and my bag was supposed to go straight through. I arrived here, and my bag's not here. So I go to the guy. He has a look. He says it's in Germany. Germany. How did it get to Germany? It's in Frankfurt. I said, you better get it to me soon because it's loaded with cheese. Okay. My kids love this whipped cream cheese, you know. So I bought a whole bunch of it. Sitting there. It came out, it was fine actually. It was amazing. Anyway, I said, you better get it to me. Oh gosh, it wasn't from South Africa. The meat starts smelling after a few days. No, I'm just saying, these things happen. That's the worst thing that can happen to you. Right, your life must be really miserable. Anyway, yeah, so that's the vote. I think it's a powerful lesson. It needs to be chazak versus erech tov erech ra. How do you want to look at the world? How do you want to be? What kind of person do you want to be? You want to be like that? The world's full of opportunities. Use it well. Let's stop there, Mr. Shem. Tomorrow we'll look at what flows from Bechina. You see what's Monea from Bechina, we'll now see what flows from Bechina.
Where is that tomorrow?
Nun Ches Amad Aleph. Yeah, the top of the page, in Brochus. Rebecca spoke about it here once, and he certainly spoke about it in the Vadim. That's why I heard it. Anybody wants to make a real impact on their lives, they should. Oh, where did I even my coffee? We had a series of Vadim here about 2 years ago. Rebecca gave a series of Vadim.
Rebecca,
come back here. I don't know if you've heard him speak. Oh, no, you should. Okay. My son is getting me an Elul. He always speaks here in Elul. Speaking about Musa. And they gave a series of Vadim here, Vayna Sidorim. On different Musa subjects, whatever. He's American. He's very American. He speaks American.
Nobody's perfect.
No. I'm just saying. He speaks our language. He's not talking, you know, half polluted Musa.